a court proceeding for a student who has been charged with a felony after another student died in a shooting incident on an area college campus on November 4th is scheduled for today. According to a news release from the University of Central Missouri, the UCM Department of Public Safety responded to a report of an accidental discharge of a firearm at an on-campus apartment in Warrensburg, which resulted in the death of Stefan Abron, a student from St. Charles. The investigation by authorities resulted in the arrest of 24-year-old Jeremy Allen Manley, a UCM student from Kansas City. Court documents say Manley has been charged with a Class E felony for involuntary manslaughter in the second degree. Bond originally was set at $100,000 cash or surety, but it was amended to $40,000 cash or surety with 10% approved on November 15th. Manley posted $4,000 cash bond on November 18th. A case review for Manley is scheduled to be held at 1:30 this afternoon. Manley's preliminary hearing is scheduled for Wednesday, January 22nd, 2020, at Johnson County Circuit Court. The Missouri Department of Conservation has named Deborah Burns as the new regional administrator to lead regional operations in the Kansas City region, including delivering on strategic priorities and performance measures for the region. MDC says Burns also will oversee regional public resource management, private land, community conservation, regional planning, recreations use, and infrastructure maintenance and repair, and regional business operations and compliance. The regional administrator also coordinates with other MDC branches, including protection, science, education, and communications. MDC has 8 regions across the state, and each region will be led by a regional administrator. All 8 regional administrators report directly to the Assistant Deputy of Resource Management in Jefferson City to ensure regional operations also remain coordinated at the statewide level. Regional administrators will transition into their new role this month with the final organizational roadmap completed by July 1st, 2020. You can read many more details with the posting of this story on our local news page at KMMO.com and on our Facebook page. The Salisbury R4 School Board is scheduled to meet later on this afternoon. According to the agenda, the board is scheduled to hear a report on fall activities and program evaluations regarding instructional materials and equipment and the Network for Educator Effectiveness, a teacher evaluation instrument. The meeting is scheduled to begin at 5:30 in the conference room at Central Office. The Boonville R1 School Board is scheduled to meet tonight. According to the agenda, the board is scheduled to get the report on the 2018-19 audit and get an update on the bond construction project. The board also is scheduled to approve the BHS yearbook bid and a bus transportation bid. The meeting is scheduled to begin at 6 o'clock at the administration office at 736 Main Street. That is a look at news this hour on KMMO. I'm Robert King.